Eric, it was difficult in the end. There was a lot else going on beyond Aston Villa. But when you look back at the last few weeks, are you just pleased to get the season over and done with?
No, well, I mean, obviously, I was only given the remit to take it to the end of the season. And the only thing I could try and do was to try and get a response from the players under extremely difficult circumstances. And I think we've achieved that. We may not have achieved the results I think their efforts deserve. And I think that was the case again today. We lost two international centre-back and a full-back in the back five before the game, and then we've asked midfield players to play in that position. But they worked tirelessly against a top team. So I thought we deserved more today, but that wasn't going to be the case. But again, nobody could question their willingness to run around.
And when you concede a goal after 5 minutes, when you set up the way you did, I mean, what goes through your mind?
It wasn't the ideal start for us, but again, I think they deserve credit because at that point, I've been here many times and the score early, if Arsenal score early, the roof can cave in very quickly on you because of the quality, because of the atmosphere. But I thought we stuck at it, and to get through to half-time like that and get to 80 minutes, really, at 1-0 against a very good team, I think they deserve credit.
What happens to Aston Villa now? There must be a period of reflection. Do you have to give your thoughts to the board over what you've seen over the last 5 or 6 weeks?
Well, yeah, well, I've done that even prior to the last 5 or 6 weeks, so I've certainly given my opinion on various things. But I think the club now will move on and it will go in the right direction. I have no doubt about that. Obviously, getting a new owner is a priority, and then obviously trying to get a manager in place who can take this wonderful football club back to where it should be.
As an estimate, how many of today's starting lineup would be starting next season, would you presume?
Oh, sorry. I've no idea. I mean, that's opinions, isn't it? So the manager who comes in will assess it. I'm sure he'll watch videos, he'll ask opinions. But I'm sure there are players without doubt in there who can play in the Championship. That's never been a question.
Would they have the right attitude to deal with the Championship, do you think?
Well, I think people have questioned that all along. And I can only assess the last 6-7 weeks. And their attitude in training and their attitude on the pitch has been very good. So that's all I can assess.
In terms of today's game, there was a little sort of 20-minute spell where Arsenal were really edgy. And you seemed to have a lot of possession but couldn't quite really test the goalkeeper or anything.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think we obviously conceding the goal early was a bit of a disaster for us, but we stuck at it. And then I thought we really got into the game in the second half, and there was a period where we had one or two opportunities. We couldn't take them. We had two really decent chances in the first half, and you're not going to get 100 chances coming here, but we just couldn't convert them. And then ultimately, we're forced into making two or three different changes. And I thought it was harsh, I must admit. I thought for 80 minutes, we coped pretty well. But everybody will look at 4-0, and that's professional sport.
Is there an element of relief that this awful season is over?
Well, I think for everybody concerned with the club, it'll probably be like that now. I think supporters now will want to see and be encouraged by what happens next, and I think players will be similar to that regard. So I'm sure that's ongoing, and we just hope now that this club can go back to where it should be.